Organizers, colleagues, and participants. My name is Chiara Minchis, and I'm the Risk Knowledge Officer of the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction Regional Office for Europe and Central Asia. First of all, thank you for this opportunity to present the UNDRR Regional Assessment Report on Disaster Risk Reduction for Europe and Central Asia, which is an important document for our region, which identifies and addresses the evolving landscape of disaster risks. This report was launched for the first time in our region last year in 2023, and it provides a comprehensive overview of risks and challenges across Europe and Central Asia, really reflecting the interconnected systemic nature of modern hazards and risks. Let us begin by considering the vivid realities of climate risks, from wildfires ravaging Mediterranean forests, record-breaking heat waves turning cities into furnaces, and catastrophic floods overwhelming Central Europe, Asia. These are not just isolated incidents, but they are really manifestation of cascading risks, systemic risks, economic, technological, and societal, that demand urgent attention, understanding, and action at the same time. While climate change is widely recognized as a primary driver of extreme weather, it is crucial to understand its cascading effects, including the emergence of technological disasters or NATEC events, where natural hazards trigger industrial accidents. For instance, take floods and extreme weather events that could both together compromise critical infrastructure, leading to chemical spills, power outages, multiplying the scope of disaster. And this regional assessment report for Europe and Central Asia identified three interlinked drivers of risk. The first one is climate change, also environmental degradation, so from rising temperature to more frequent droughts, heat waves that could create conditions for wildfires, heavy rainfall events that could create increased flood risks. Then there is the second driver of risk, which is the interconnected economies and infrastructure. So the fact that we are living in a region that is made up by aging systems, also obsolete infrastructures, and whose rapid digitalization is amplifying vulnerabilities, as we have seen in cascading cyber attacks and supply chain disruptions. And the third is the changing of demographics. So the populations which are aging and the urban growths that are concentrating vulnerabilities, particularly in areas exposed to both natural and technological hazards. So the interplay between these drivers really underscores the systemic nature of risk and highlights the need for integrated approaches to disaster prevention and preparedness. Additionally, I would like to extend UNDRR's gratitude to the UNICE and European Commission Joint Research Center for their partnership in developing the Regional Assessment Report section that focuses on managing technological risks, because this collaboration really exemplified the multi-stakeholder approach which is essential for tackling complex risk landscapes which we are facing nowadays. These UNICE and JRC led section emphasizes the critical importance of addressing technological risks in disaster risk reduction strategies, calling for three main actions: developing robust mechanisms for data collection and also data exchange to assess and mitigate risks more effectively, the proactively management of risks posed by artificial intelligence and other possible disruptive technologies, and the engagement of communities and policymakers to recognize and mitigate risks associated with industrial and technological disasters. for also the policymakers, the implications are really clear because NatEx events are not hypothetical risks, but really imminent and concrete threats that require strengthened governance and especially enhanced regulatory frameworks, but also cross-border cooperation. The policymakers and disaster risk reduction practitioners gathered here today could really extrapolate for the regional assessment report a few actionable insights. Just to name a few of them, for example, prioritizing upgrades to critical systems, infrastructures to withstand both natural hazards and cascades. Another actionable insight is ensuring NatEx scenarios incorporated into national and regional risk assessments, not forgetting the local level as well. Leveraging platforms to harmonize regulatory standards and share best practices as UNICE does, and backup initiatives that are enhancing our understanding of systemic risks and are promoting resilient technologies. So as we stand at the midpoint of the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction, the regional assessment report is really a call to action. And by measuring what we value, by reducing vulnerabilities and investing in resilience, we can really transform our region's risk profile. So I thank you for the occasion to speak in front of you about this important topic, and I wish you a very good continuation. Thank you so much.